Buddy, can you walk us through late in that game, critical moment, tight situation, and you stick the back and force that ball out. DeMarvin pounces on it, and you wind up winning the game. As a senior, how big was that? Can you take us through it?
I think it was huge, you know, not only for me, but for this defense and this team. I knew somebody had to step up and make a play. You know, I don't feel like I played my best, but, you know, I couldn't let that hold me down. You know, I know I had to continue to lead these guys and continue to make plays, and, you know, it just happened. You know, I just did my assignment, executed where I had to execute, play fast, and, you know, it just fit and punched the ball and it came out.
What does that mean to you, buddy?
I mean, it means a lot to me. Anytime I can do something like that for this team, and, you know, especially in a moment like that, it's huge. But I understand, you know, it's never about me. It's always about the team. And I understand that, you know, I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, I'm just happy we got the win.
Thank you.
All right, let's move to John Wilson from KBTX.
Buddy, what does this win mean for you and for the players to be able to knock off a top five team at Kyle Field? You know, be able to do it in front of the 12th man. And what can it mean for you guys going forward?
I think it's huge for our confidence. You know, having a game plan, winning a game like this is huge. You know, just showing we can compete with anybody in the country. You know, Coach Fisher always tells us that, you know, and that goes like we just have to go out and believe that. I think today we went out and did that. You know, it happened in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. I think a lot of guys stepped up and made huge plays in the moment. And, you know, that's what it's all about, coming together as a team and, you know, just being able to win. And, you know, it's all about winning. And I think I'm glad we were able to come out on top.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Mark Passwaters from Rivals.com, and then we'll go to Mike Lucas.
Buddy, when you guys were having trouble slowing them down, especially in the first half, what were you saying to each other on the sideline to, you know, kind of keep the energy going? Was there any kind of conversation?
You know, guys were getting frustrated, but, you know, it's on the leaders to make sure everyone is keeping their composure and, you know, not getting carried away. And, you know, I think the leaders did a great job of keeping everyone together. And, you know, we knew we still have four quarters to play, 60 minutes to keep playing. And I think this team, you know, this defense kept fighting until the end. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. It's phenomenal.
Thanks.
All right, got a couple more for Buddy. We'll go to Mike Lucas from KAGS.
Hey, buddy, got two for you real quick. I know Jimbo always says everyone is sweet, but let's be honest. Is this one a little sweeter considering who you beat?
I mean, every win is sweet, man. But, you know, there's no win like winning against a top four team, man. It just shows that we can compete with anybody in the country. And I hope, you know, our team don't get complacent. We take this as confidence and, you know, move on because we have another great team to go against next week. And, man, we fired up. But, you know, next week we flipping the page and we coming out to have a great week of practice again, and, you know, we're ready for Saturday again.
All right, your next question is from Jennifer Streeter at the Battalion.
Hey, buddy. So Kyle Pitts only had 47 receiving yards and one touchdown. How did that feel like defensively to shut him down, and how huge was that for the team this game?
Kyle Pitts, he's a great player. You know, he's a great tight end. You know, that I think Florida do a lot of great things with him. And, you know, that just goes back to our game plan with Coach Elko. He always have a phenomenal game plan for us. And, you know, I think we were able to execute the game plan. And, you know, we took him out of the game. And, you know, that's a big thing. He's a big thing for their offense. And, you know, it forced Kyle to make other throws. And, you know, he made them throws. But, you know, we kept fighting and we kept competing. You know, at the end of the day, we came out with a win. And it's always huge to come out with a win.
All right, we got two more questions on the queue. We'll go to Gabe Bach and then Chuck Carlton.
Hey, buddy, when the quarterback struggles, he becomes kind of embattled, right, and criticized, and right or wrong. But for the day Kellen had, I think you guys are in the same class. You've known him forever. What can you say about the job he did as a leader out there on and off the field?
I mean, Kellen, he's always a leader no matter what game it is. You know, I hear him on the sideline, let's go, you know what I'm saying, keeping everyone together. And, you know, I think tonight he was huge. We just gave him the game ball a while ago. He just passed for, I think, the most passing yards in history here at A&M. And, you know, that's wonderful. You know, Kellen, he's a great guy. He's a great player. You know, he understands the leadership role. And, you know, he's continuing to keep working. He's know he's getting better. And, you know, he's all about the grind. And, man, it's awesome being his teammate. I love him being my quarterback.
All right, last question for Buddy. It comes from Chuck Carlton at Dallas Morning News.
Yeah, Buddy. After the game, Dan Mullen, the Florida coach, said that he thought the crowd was really a factor here, even with the limited capacity because of COVID. Just curious, did you notice the crowd as well, and did you think it impacted the game?
Man, I can tell you one thing about our fans, man. They're going to show up, and they're going to show out no matter what it is, COVID or not. And, you know, hats off to them. They always show up, and, you know, they're excellent, man. Fired up playing with the 12th man. And, you know, our 12th man, there's nothing like it. You know, they were huge for us tonight, and, you know, we look forward to having them back when we're at home again.